Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaiba.
You know, pushing buttons is a pretty good thing, and here's something that I'm gonna push right now.
Bye whoop, I feel sick. Air code 101010101010101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101 goes, but wait, by the way, that error code was for real. I looked up how to reveal the word sick in binary. Jeez. Give me some credit. I haven't been promoted to Kmart Loss Prevention Department for nothing, you know. Luckily, I have some added extra sick time left. So go suck it. And have a good show, guys.
Absolutely lovely. Thank you, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Thank you, Betty. All right. Well, hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Caffeinated Joe from Chicago.
Yeah, it is Caffeinated.
Hi.
Joe.
I am your lovable, shy, but radio host, Betty. And you know what?
What?
My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 53. Smoke it if you got it in Illinois. For Monday, August 8, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Actually, Betty, we need to take care of something first here. There we go.
Ooh.
You gonna be all right there, Skippy?
Yes.
All right. Good. All right. Ooh, goodness. Goodness.
Are you going to be all right there, Skippy?
Yeah, I think so. I was choking on some popcorn. I needed to grab my beer. All right. Let's move on to our favorite subject. The weather. Because that's all we talk about sometimes. All right. Thank you, Betty. Here is your current Tampa Bay weather from Tampa International KTPA. It's going to be wet. Very, very wet. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Well, actually, most likely a thunderstorm. It's just going to rain. Cloudy with a low around 76. On Tuesday, it's going to be a high of 85 and a low of 76 at night. More rain. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 90 and a heat index value of 97. So it's starting to get hot again. And a low of 78 at night. Expect a 60% chance of rain all day and all night. And that concludes your weather for Tampa Bay.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Chiampa, Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at partly cloudy conditions with a temperature of 82 degrees F. It's been real nice here in Chicago. Kind of makes up for all the wet and soggies and boom sizzle weather we've had recently. And for all you weather nerds, the current humidity is 49%. Wind speeds are east, 15 miles per hour. Barometer is 30 inches or 1,014.7 millibars. Dew point is 61 degrees F, which is pretty comfortable if you ask me. Visibility is 10 miles. Great for all you pilots. And heat index is 83. So for the rest of the week, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 72. East winds are 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the evening. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Northwest winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the morning. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you! Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or call the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to demonstrate for our listening audience how easy it is to call us.
How easy is it to call us?
Hello, this is Betty, and you've reached Shyampa Radio.
Hey, Betty.
I guess you're calling because you want to talk to those two idiots on the air. Just hold on, and they will be with you shortly.
So, when you call that number, 813-327-8566, you go right into that voice of Betty, and she will put you into a queue. Anthony will see that queue, and he will put you on the air, and you can just start talking. I mean, who cares if you want to, like, change the topic completely? We're cool for that.
Yeah, we can talk about anything for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're a non-regulated internet-based podcast.
Yes, we are, and we can talk about anything you want. It doesn't mean we'll talk about everything, but we'll talk about a lot more things than you're going to get from your normal kind of call-in show.
Like, for instance, I don't think we would talk about horse hair manicuring.
You know, actually, I probably would. If we got a caller, if we actually got a caller that called us and said, guess what? I do horsehair manicuring, and I want to tell you about it. I'd be like, you know what, caller? We're going to listen to you. Well, yeah.
Okay.
How often do we get callers?
That's true.
So I'll take any call. We'll talk about horsehair. We'll talk about bees. We'll talk about tumbleweaves. You know what a tumbleweave? Have you seen a tumbleweave, Joe?
Would you talk to a sewage sanitation treatment operator?
Yeah, sure. Why not? That actually could be interesting. The whole world of poop is a very interesting and wonderfully
we've got a very interesting full story
of, you know, mystical. Where does it all go when you flush the toilet?
Right.
It goes everywhere. There's a whole process.
We have an interesting story with that theme, actually. So stay tuned, you know.
We'll talk about some more poop a little bit later. But what I heard Betty said something about Illinois decriminalizing about marijuana.
Yes.
What's up with this?
Yes. Illinois is the 21st state to decriminalize possession of a certain amount of cannabis. And folks, this is quite a milestone, because right now, if you're caught with like 10 grams of marijuana, it was punishable up to 6 months in jail and a $1,500 fine. Now, that was pretty steep. And, you know, once you go to jail, it's like you've got a criminal record.
Yeah.
So this brings it down to a civil fine of no more than $200. So it's like
a speeding ticket.
Right. And there's
arrest. I think we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk to them two idiots.
It's Ezel. Hey, Ezel, how you doing?
Hey, Ezel.
Yeah, this is the other idiot calling the two idiots there. Hold on a second. I'm in my workshop. Hold on. Wait 1 second.
That's quite a bong there.
Excuse me there a little bit.
Yeah, you might lose a lung on that one, Ezel.
I made up a new invention today.
Sounds like it. Yeah. And what is your new invention?
My new invention, I got my big old Home Depot vacuum cleaner, okay? The wet and dry kind. You know that wet and dry thing?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's got an intake and an exhaust. So I figured out that what I do is I put my shit on fire by the intake, fill the vacuum cleaner up, and then I put a big 30-gallon plastic bag on the other end, okay? And then it fills it up so I can walk around all day with this plastic bag, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
And then if you really want to get technical, you can get a clear plastic bag and draw lines on it, okay?
Oh, there you go.
And then you know how much you got half full, quarter full, you know.
Like your gas tank.
Yeah, like a gas tank. And you can see that shit in there, man. It's all packed in there real nice, you know. So, I thought it was a pretty good invention. I might market that son of a bitch, man.
I think you should. Ezel, I think you should. That's absolutely awesome. I definitely think you should.
That's great, man. And then, you know what? When you really get crazy, you take the bag and you put it over your head, man. Man, wow. You talk about getting crazy. I ain't never smoked any shit wrong or anything that has got this kind of fucking punch, man. Ooh, that's a tough one there, man. I'm telling you.
The Cyan Studios do not promote putting a plastic bag over your head.
The children should be kept from putting plastic bags on their head. Only idiots put plastic bags on their head. You know?
Exactly, right?
So anyway, I want to talk to you two boys because you know the Chicago area pretty good, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Joe more right, so than me nowadays.
Yeah.
I bought this little farm out there in the northwest of Chicago, you know. And, you know, I do my thing here. I raise shit. I won't say what I'm raising, but, you know, I raise this and I raise that. Okay? But what I've been doing is, for the last couple of years, I didn't know it, but I was in a goddamn landing strip. Did you know that?
You were in a guide slope? What were you in a guide slope? Is that what it was?
Well, you know, when the planes come down from 30,000 down to about 2,000 feet, okay?
Yep.
But I didn't notice.
Yep, that's called a glide slope.
Is that what that is? Yep. I don't know what it is, but it always looks like they're coming to hit my house. You know, they're coming down, and they're going to O'Hare Airport over there.
Okay? Wait, do you have a new airport, or did O'Hare add more runways?
No, this is the point I'm getting to. You just hit the nail on the head Joe did when he gave his weather report. And the bell rang, okay, in my head. For the last couple of months, the wind has been coming out of the east.
Uh-huh.
Now, when does the wind blow out of the east in Chicago? Never.
Right.
You ever see the wind constantly blow? Think about it. And what happens when it, for 5 years I lived here, the wind blew out of the west. So them planes never came over my house. Because they always land into the wind, you understand? Yeah. Well, in the last couple of months, you know what I think? They've been landing, you know, into the wind. So the wind's blowing out of the east, they're coming right over my goddamn house. What I think? This is what I think.
What do you think it is?
It came to me when I was working on my vacuum cleaner, okay? I think the world is spinning backwards, man.
I think you might need to turn down the power on the wet and dry vac. Maybe use a lower setting for it.
maybe I should use, instead of a 30-gallon, maybe I should go down to a 5-gallon. What do you think?
Maybe a 5-gallon would be a good place to start. That would probably, that would keep your world from at least stopping. It won't go backwards. It might just stop, but you won't go backwards.
Oh, well, I was thinking a 60-gallon.
Yo, you flush your toilet and see which way the water spins. If it spins the other way, then we know the world's going backwards.
There you go. Good point.
I'm
very good
you,
point.
Man. So anyway, I think you guys should do like investigative radio reporting. You understand? And we're gonna find out if the wind
flipped
backwards, because man, it's a big ball of confusion out there. You understand? And I think it's going backwards, man. Hold on. Someone's at the door.
Uh-oh. It's the CIA.
It's my favorite neighbor. Hold on, I gotta fill this bag up. Hold on. Okay. He got a full bag, man. He walking down the street, man. He's got a smile from ear to ear, man.
I can imagine. If I was walking around with a 30-gallon bag, I would too.
I think you and those three idiots should be like the Three Stooges and get together and make... We should patent this thing. You think we get a patent on this thing, man?
Sure, why not? As long as it doesn't kill anyone, we're good.
Man. We show them sissies in Colorado, man. They ain't got shit on us,
no,
man.
No, they don't. They don't.
Them Chicago boys, we got all the innovative ideas, man. That's what makes you great, man.
Innovative on the cheap.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, I'm going to go because I gotta do some more work. I'm going to do more investing and shit like that. In fact, my neighbor's got a motorcycle. I'm trying to utilize that motorcycle engine in some way, you know. I can put it down and put it in a cylinder or something, like an oxygen.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
Here's another good idea. I can get some oxygen cylinders, and I can market it to these old people that go walking into casinos with the oxygen cylinder. You understand?
There you go. There you go.
Oxygen, they'll be smoking.
They'll be smoking weed.
Hold on, man.
THC infused oxygen.
In them casinos, they'll be dancing on the floors, man.
Oh, wow. That'd be hilarious.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you later when I come up with something.
All right, Ezel. Be careful.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Oh, wow.
Always good to hear from Ezel.
It is always great to hear from Ezel. And it sounds like Ezel's been up to a little bit of tinkering over there.
Yeah,
it sounds like it. You know, we got this whole. Betty likes that. See, Betty's like, what can Ezel do for Betty? So he'll turn Betty into a bong. Betty could be a useful bong.
That could be fun.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Possibly.
So
let's get over to this thing with Illinois, because that's how this all started, right? Yes.
Right. So basically all of this that we're talking about, it becomes a civil matter.
Uh-huh.
And it decriminalizes related offenses, including the possession of marijuana paraphernalia. So if I'm caught with, say, my wind hitter walking down the street, you know, it's a $200 fine. No arrest, no criminal record.
Yeah, I mean, $200 fine sucks, but it's still better than, like you said, an arrest record. That's thousands of dollars when you throw a lawyer and all that other bullshit into it.
Exactly. So, we were the 21st state, and it's about time. So, you know, it's not saying that it's completely decriminalized. I mean, if you're caught, I believe, with a lot larger amounts, you know, there's other factors in play. There's federal laws and such, which we can go into another time.
Oh, yeah, we can.
The thing that I was interested about, and this is something different, and I didn't realize that they can test for this, but this also amends the state's zero tolerance per se traffic safety law.
Oh.
So basically five, and I don't know what NG stands for. Do you know what NG is?
Nanograms per milliliter.
Nanograms. So that amount in your blood or somehow in your system of cannabis.
So how much is 5 nanograms?
It doesn't sound like a lot.
I know. Well, we'll have to look into that later, because we're going to be going to your news in a few minutes, and we've been pushing you back the last 2 episodes. So we're starting you on time today.
And you know what? I did want to give a shout-out for all of these fine that we host. You know, for instance, the World Labor Hour, they're on WEFT, an actual terrestrial station in Champaign, Urbana. The World Labor Hour is on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central. And they're just they're a great group of guys that are in the working industry within the various unions, I believe. And they've turned all of their experience into a podcast, and they go out and they do different things with different organizations.
Yep.
They report back on it. And you know, they're open to different ideas. That's the important thing. They're not stuck in a binary viewpoint, which is what I've been talking about.
No, exactly. And they've been very critical and crucial of all sides of the election. And how that's affected the labor workers and such like that. And we cover them Saturdays, actual live cast. We restream them noon Eastern on Saturdays, 11 Central. And then we bump them at, when do we do them again? We do them at 6 in the morning. So 6 in the morning on Sunday at noon, and you can catch the recast of that previous Saturday. So Kevin MacLeod for Royalty Free Music.
Yes, because we use him on, I like all of his tracks for our backgrounds, weathers, anything for any of the segments that we use is pretty much Kevin MacLeod. So.
Exactly.
And then we love our Boston Free Radio and Toppers. Toppers is awesome. He's just comedic, and he's a great relief for a stressful day.
Exactly.
Especially when you're in traffic.
Exactly. And then we have our final straw, which is an anarchist radio show, and we got to breeze through, so we got 20 seconds left. WSFM from Asheville, North Carolina, Final Straw. WGCS from New London, New Hampshire, that's Radio Thrift Shop. And Outfar Press, which I've been quite enjoying, is the Shortwave Report, and is independently published by a gentleman up in Oregon. I don't have all of his details. I should put that in the script sometime at a later date. And that concludes your Sampa update.
And now for the news.
Hey, good evening, folks, from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe. And boy, I've got some interesting news today. I think I have eaten at a Ruby Tuesdays exactly once, or maybe twice. And, you know, it wasn't an experience I would say get at an Old Country buffet. Or even an Olive Garden with their delicious and endless supply of garlic sticks. But with that said, goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. All 10 of the chain's Illinois restaurants abruptly close.
Oh, wow.
Last Tuesday, yes, was the last day you could eat at a Ruby Tuesday restaurant in Illinois.
Oh, my.
All 10 restaurants, which were franchisees of the Merrillville, Tennessee-based casual dining chain, closed their doors on Wednesday, including 4 suburban Chicago locations. Now, I know of one which I think was up in Lincolnwood or something.
I used to go to one in Hammond, I believe.
Okay. So now, Ruby Tuesdays was in the franchises that they had in the Midwest or holdings by a company called RT, which is like Ruby Tuesday, Midwest Holdings, a Minnesota-based franchisee that previously reorganized through a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing in 2012. They operated the Ruby Tuesday restaurants in Illinois. As the franchisor of this concept, we went to great lengths in assisting the franchisee to remain open, but he has made the decision to close his restaurants. So this is kind of telling you folks that, you know, there's so many restaurants, there's so many chains, and this probably was a recognizable restaurant, only maybe for its logo, and maybe at one time it had decent mall food. Right. So efforts to reach the president, his name is Gorino Roruta. I don't know if I find that sexy. But anyways, he is president of RT Midwest. The closed Chicago area Ruby Tuesday locations were in Gurnee, Melrose Park, Downers Grove, and Skokie. Ah, that's it, Skokie. Other locations in Illinois included Rockford, Champaign, so folks in the WEFT area are affected by that. Effingham, Morton, Decatur, and DeKalb. They go on to say, you know, we appreciate the patronage of many residents and guests that have dined at the Illinois Ruby Tuesday restaurants over the years. Following with, I don't know how many, I couldn't get exact figures of how many employees, but dedicated employees of the franchisee will evaluate opportunities to return to the market in the future. But as what? So I guess Ruby Tuesday was founded in 1972. It opened its first restaurant in Knoxville, Tennessee. The company went public in 1996, and it launched its franchise operation the following year. So as of March, there were 729 Ruby Tuesday restaurants in 44 states and 13 foreign countries and Guam. Most of the restaurants are corporate owned. So RT Midwest operated 11 of the company's 28 U.S. franchise locations. It closed its Quincy, Illinois restaurant in March. So here's the thing. In 2012, they had 800 locations. And so in 2015, same restaurant sales were down 0.5%, which was an improvement because the previous year they had fallen 5.3%. Now, they reported a 5.1% revenue decline and a $3.1 million net loss for its fiscal 2016 third quarter.
Oh, that's never good.
That's not good. You know, and that I've been reading, and this is kind of my little banter about this. I've been reading a lot of indicators from different sources that do point to a decent-sized recession coming for 2017 for not just the restaurant industry, but it's indicative of a possible recession for everything.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
You know, but somebody is going to get rich from all that. You know it. Because money just doesn't end up in a vacuum. It's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, let's move along because that's depressing.
We shall move along.
So, you know, I think we knew this was coming. I mean, look at the picture I attached. Look at the face. I mean, look at all the Aliens movies and that creepy human-looking robot, Bishop.
Did you share this on our Facebook page?
Not yet.
Okay.
You know, I've been trying to be better. I've totally blew it by not posting anything that we're live. But that's okay.
Yay!
Because most of you all listen to us on a recast.
That's all right. He's all tuned in.
Yes, exactly. Okay, but here's the thing. If we can have biological sex and create another sentient living being, we can find a way to alter reality a bit and create living beings out of technology and composites. Technologyandcomposites.com! Anyways, on to the story, because as you might expect, people still have to get over the creep factor. This creep machine called Alter runs entirely off of a neural network. How cool is that? That means all its incoherent and erratic movements are 100% free of any human control. It's basically alive.
Huh.
Although Alter looks like it's dressed up in some kind of Ex Machina cosplay, it's underneath where all the interesting stuff is happening. Alter has 42 pneumatic actuators and a central pattern generator. Now, the CPG, I think, is like the guts of the whole thing, or the
Sounds
brain of the
like
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of neurons, so the robot can move. Now, the robot doesn't resemble or sound anything like a human yet, and its erratic movements are based on sensors that can detect noise, temperature, humidity, and proximity. So, I mean, kind of, you know, some of
Never
the basic
know.
Things that humans do.
Yeah, yeah.
These sensors act as simple stand-ins for our own senses. Also, its strange vocalizations are actually sine waves, depicting the movement of the robot's fingers, according to Engadget.
Interesting. Yes.
Alter was created by two robotic laboratories in Tokyo and Osaka. Of course, where else would these things be created, right?
Japan, made
it's
in
currently
Japan.
On display, right. It's currently on display at Tokyo's National Museum of Emerging Science and Innovation. The exhibition will end later this week, so the robot isn't long for public life, but it's still posing for the paparazzi.
Huh, interesting. Cool. Quite interesting.
So we got time for this last story?
You got 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Oh, this is a very quick story.
Then
but,
go for it.
Yeah, right.
Oopsie poopsie, Buddy says Pokemon, go away, or is this really a way for the world to say, take those borders away? Hey Mr. Joe, tell us what happened.
Why, okay, thanks Betty, and this is a story from the Associated Press, and I think it's out of NBC, and it's just another Pokemon wonderful story of lost guidance by using this app. These teens were apparently so engrossed in the game that they didn't realize they had crossed an international border. Because, you know what, you're in Montana just wandering around. You don't care about borders, do you?
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm never out in Montana wandering around either, but sure, I'll go with that.
Right? I mean, you could just be wandering around. You're on your property. You know, you're just going back and forth, looking at things, enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, exactly.
Or playing Pokemon. Pokemon Go. U.S. Border Patrol officials say two Canadian teenagers were briefly apprehended after they accidentally crossed the U.S. border into Montana while playing the game Pokemon Go. Border Patrol agent John South says the teens were engrossed and wandered into the United States.
Wow.
South says agents detained them while contacting their mother, who was nearby on the Canadian side.
Okay.
And they released the kids to their mother. But they declined to release the teenagers' names, ages, or describe what sort of terrain they crossed. So that makes me think that they crossed either, like, just completely flat lands, or these idiots were climbing, like...
Maybe they were hiking.
And...
Yeah, maybe they were hiking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, it's just crazy. It's like, these people are just... With this game, they gotta be so, so, so careful. And, I don't know, there you have it, Anthony. Back to you.
You're done with the Pokemon. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Unique and air is both spelled with E's. Internationally streaming experience.
International.
Yes. Visit Chiampa.info.info, Chiampa, C-H-I-A-M-P-A, to find out how. Hang on tight, folks. We'll be... Yeah, we'll be back in about 4 minutes here. We got to take a little break because, you know, we got to get up and stretch once in a while.
Exactly. My butt is sore.
Mine, too. And I got to pee like a racehorse. Come on. All right, yeah. Here we go. All right, we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket. And if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you. And that is keep it tuned to W-E-E-D for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
We're up at dawn.
Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah.
Got our aprons on.
Ha-ha,
we're making up the dough.
Do-de-do. We throw warm it up, put it in a pan. Nobody makes biscuits like we can. We're taking a sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves
are the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Happiness Happens Day, National Frozen Custard Day, National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day, and National Dollar Day. It is National Roger Tries to Sneak His Zucchini Into Betty's M.Y. Circuits Every Day Here. If he does not stop it soon, he is going to find himself some happiness with the old AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch purple periwinkle button redial in the dumpster out back. I caught him using a remote turn-on feature, That dirty cheating robot. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's start with Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Betty. Wow, she's really struggling there.
It had wood paneling.
Yeah, I'm sure it did have wood paneling. Everything at that time had wood paneling. You bought a car, it had wood paneling. You bought a house, it had wood paneling. You bought a washing machine, it had wood paneling. You bought a refrigerator, it had wood paneling. Everything had wood paneling.
Everything had wood paneling.
Everything had wood paneling. All right. Thanks, Patty. I think it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Mm-hmm.
Our first story of the night comes from WTSP, Channel 10 News, Tampa Bay, and involves a man, a hole, and a shovel.
Oh my.
Yeah, right. 19-year-old Christian Guys from Lexington, Kentucky, had been hanging out by the Bill Maher Beach Resort where he had been vacationing with his family, and started digging a hole in the sand. A big hole. A ginormous hole in the sand.
A huge portal?
Ginormous, a big cavernous hole.
A portal?
Yes, yes. He says, I just like to dig holes on the beach. It was fun. Yeah. Yeah, right. Christian's simple fun on the beach got interrupted when Christian Crisella confronted him. So we got two Christians now. Confronted him and informed him that it was illegal to dig holes on the beach. The Virgil Art
Christian, the bad Christian.
Yeah, good Christian, bad Christian. Well, I think the other Christian was a drunken. I think they were both like drunken idiots, to be honest with you. The Virgil argument escalated, but it did not come to blows. And then the two men had allegedly parted ways. About 45 minutes later, Christian left his shovel unattended and was planning on returning to his hotel room. In that time, Carsoella? Yeah, sure. What the fuck?
Or Carosella.
Carosella. Carosella attempted to get hotel security to intervene in the situation. They refused to help him, the one that was doing the beating. Oh, not yet. So Carosella picked up the shovel and confronted Christian a second time. We'll call him Christian 1 and Christian 2. Their damn names are too damn complicated when you're in a state. During the second confrontation, Christian 1 and Christian 2 continued to argue when Christian 2 allegedly began attacking Christian 1 with the shovel. Christian 1 ran from Christian 2, who gave chase. Bystanders on the beach stepped in and stopped Christian number 2 from chasing Christian number 1. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. According to the Treasure Island Police Department, Christian number 2 struck the Christian number 1 twice, causing bruising and abrasions. Christian number 1 was assessed by paramedics but refused treatment at the scene. Treasure Island does have an ordinance that does make it illegal to dig a large hole on the beach, as it can impede or damage emergency vehicles, and we're not in repeat mode. It could cause damage to emergency vehicles and actually cause injury to beachgoers that could fall into the hole, especially at night. Christian number 2 was arrested and transported to Pinellas County Jail. He has since been released on a $10,000 bond. He is facing aggravated battery charges.
Can you imagine if these two idiots were actual Christians?
Yeah, right? Tell me about it. Oh my God. It's just amazing. It's amazing. All right. So, we didn't get any drunks. Or no, not drunks. These are probably all drunks. We didn't get any naked stories this week. I literally could not find a fucking Florida naked story this week. There were no. We have broken. Oh, wait. Hold on. It's important. Important news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We do not have a Florida naked story this week. Mark episode number 53.
Oh, no.
We do not have a Florida naked story this week. So I will give you something probably even better. Right? Exactly. Roger's upset. I'll give you something probably better.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So, hey, Joe, do you wake up in the middle of the night hearing the voice of God telling you to do strange things?
Why, yes. God tells me to shit in the cat litter box.
Oh, my goodness. For one Deltona man, the voice of God told him to do something even stranger. Actually, I think the litter box was too strange. I think it's better than the story, but that's besides the point.
This one, though, is pretty fucked up still.
No, yes, this one is definitely in the fucked up category. All right, so...
call this the Christian episode.
Yeah. The Daytona Beach News Journal bring us a story. All right, let me get that out. All right. let's move on to the task at hand, because I have a feeling we can go off key really quick into a land of searches and titles.
So,
according to police reports, Henry Love, 51, was awoken from his sleep on Wednesday morning by the voice of God, who had told him that his dry cleaning was ready for pickup at noon, and to baptize an 11-year-old boy staying in his home for the summer break. He actually did not hear the dry cleaning thing. That was something I inserted later for limitation and liability purposes. So, being the good Christian man that he was, Henry took the boy next door to the neighbor's pool. Henry dunked the child's head underwater several times in the unsanitary water while yelling that the child was being baptized. According to deputies, he then took the boy back home. Volusia deputies learned of the incident after the 11-year-old child was taken to an urgent care center in Winter Park, Florida, by his mother. Okay. The child told his mother that Henry threw him into a pool that was filled with algae and bugs, so she took him to the doctor to be checked out. According to the reports, doctors found the boy had an ear and an eye infection, possibly from the pool water. The neighbor told deputies that Henry came over walking with the boy and asked if he could cut through his yard. Thinking nothing of it, the neighbor agreed. Shortly after the neighbor saw Love, he said he saw him walk back around the house with the child, and the child appeared to be soaking wet. And then apparently Henry just told his neighbor that he had baptized the kid.
Baptized this kid.
Yes, exactly. Mr. Love was arrested on Wednesday and charged with principal to child abuse. He was being held on Thursday at the Volusia County branch without bail. I have a feeling if he's got no bail, then he's probably not going to be coming out anytime soon.
Oh, he's going to be having lots of conversations with God at that point.
I think so. Okay. We got to squeeze this one out. This is like that emergency turd. We got a minute and 45 seconds. All right.
Emergency turd.
Emergency turd. All right. Our final story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. It is about someone living the Florida lifestyle. It involves yet another. Yes. It involves yet another employee stealing a car from work, buying drugs, and then having something happen that becomes a career-limiting move. On July 27th, Patrick Holcomb got a call from his drug dealer offering to sell him crack cocaine. In need of a ride, the man borrowed his boss's Jaguar to buy said crack cocaine. During the $30 drug transaction, a friend of the drug dealer jumped into the luxury car and just took off with it, leaving Patrick behind, according to investigators. Bye, Felicia! Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah. All right. Later that morning, the owner of the business, who was vacationing in New York, got a call from the shop manager about her Jaguar S-Type missing. They had immediately suspected Holcomb, who was temporarily living at the shop after being hired several days earlier. He was now nowhere to be found and couldn't be contacted when the car went missing. 2 days later, police watched surveillance video from the business that showed a man, who employees identified as Holcomb, driving away with the Jaguar at about 6 in the morning the day the car went missing. Police found the Jaguar a day later with Holcomb nearby. He was arrested Monday on a charge of grand theft auto and booked into the Palm Beach County Jail for a bond of $5,000. County court records show that Holcomb was sentenced to 6 months in jail in November after being convicted of cocaine possession. Before that, he was convicted of grand theft in 2012. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking more, looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your balls, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment.
Plethora.
Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty. So, Anthony, have you heard of dabs?
Isn't that well, oil stuff?
Yes.
Oh, was I supposed to answer that question? I didn't look at the... I'm rubbing my eye. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't look at the thing.
That's okay.
Oh, wait. Anthony does not answer until after the Joe Wisdom plays. Okay, so let's start. Wait. Okay. Hold on. Wait.
I am not replaying Betty. That's not in her contract.
Okay. All right. So start your piece again. Start talking.
So, Anthony, have you heard of dabs? And what are dabs? I saw some videos on the website High Times of this object being placed in a chamber. And as the user inhaled, the object was used up, so to speak. What is that? I will provide a link on our Facebook page to the High Times article. But in the meantime, Joe Wisdom actually has something to say about dabbing. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. And you know, sometimes Joe Wisdom, he's a little slow with the trends and things, and so he just found out about dabbing. And I guess it's a process where the THC and all of the good stuff from the cannabis flower is extracted, and it is put into a special device, and so when you withdraw from this special device, you get a very pleasant and potent high. However, the thing about these is that you can make them, but you need proper ventilation. Remember, proper ventilation is key, folks. Otherwise, you could go boom, and we do not here at the Shyamba Studios want you to go boom. So our Joe Wisdom for today is don't go boom. Only let a professional make you your dabs. Or just smoke it the old-fashioned way and use a pipe or a
stick, yeah, right.
Or, you know, an edible. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Thanks for listening to Joe Wisdom. And now back to Shyamba Radio. There we go. So Joe Wisdom, apparently, he did a little bit more research. And it's like, it's made by blasting a chemical solvent, say, for instance, butane or CO2, through the plant matter, then purging the solvent away. Hmm. But these solvents don't just extract, I guess what they're called, tritiums. They pull other substance out of the plant, and it's supposed to be good for you. But the process of making these dabs can be really dangerous if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So
sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I recommend really studying up on it and learning about it and watching other people do it and being very careful, because you need lots of good ventilation. Static electricity, well, you know what? It can cause this shit to go boom.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, yeah, if you click on that link that I provided above, you can find out more about the dabbing culture. And it gives some pretty good, up-to-date, honest things about what dabbing is. And, you know, but I watched this video, and it was just weird. It was just like, okay, so you put this object into a chamber, and then the person starts the normal bong process, for instance, and all of a sudden, with a nice rapid inhale, this product just goes, it just disappears. But the end result is such a intense high because you're getting that more. You're getting so much more than just the normal THCs. So I don't. You know, we were talking earlier about anxiety levels and such, and wow, that would be probably pretty darn intense.
Yeah, I would imagine. Just like these. Have you tried these Oreo cookie s'mores? And have you tried?
Ooh.
They have the Oreo cookie s'mores, which are quite tasty. And then they have the thin. This is how thin it is. The thin Oreo. Wow. And this is the mint one. Yeah, this is the mint one. They have a mint one. And then
I think they have
a couple different ones. It's delicious.
Mint. Mint is my friend, though. It really is.
Mint
is
my friend, too. Mint and I are wonderful friends together.
So, you know, what do you think about this? I mean, have you ever heard of anybody doing this whole dabbing process? Have you ever tried dabbing?
I have.
Would you be interested in dabbing? You have?
What's your favorite color? Is it up? Is it down? Is it left? Is it right? I don't know! we know what? This is a little too slow back here. Let me get a little more exciting here. No. Yeah, right. Yes. I'm looking for some of our favorite Kevin MacLeod background tracks, you know, because sometimes we'll do 80s action for now.
You know what? This is a good high topic thing. We're going to take this and go like cut like that. And then, because I think we're done with dabbing. Are we done with dabbing?
No, because you asked me if I'd ever done that.
Oh, okay. So have you ever dabbed?
I have dabbed. Okay. I've never made. I'd blow myself up. But I have tried it, and I do know people that do it. I've tried it a few times. It's interesting.
Now, what kind of effect is it? Is it? I can imagine the intensity on your lungs is pretty intense.
Believe it or not, the intensity on the lungs isn't that bad. In fact, I think it's less harsh than smoking it. It was actually pretty easy, yeah. But it was. Let me see. I don't know. It was very intense, though. I mean, it was a very clean, intense high. So, you know, this, of course, was already processed stuff.
So I'm assuming the butane that's involved in this is just,
I think it's burnt off or something. Yeah, it's used as a catalyst.
And it never enters your...
No.
Okay, and it never enters your...
No.
So it's not like you're inhaling gas from the lighter.
From my understanding, no. I mean, to my understanding, it's. I didn't taste it when I dabbed, so I don't think it's really, you know, anything that, you know, I've noticed. But I'm not necessarily a fan of it. I don't know why. I just, you know, sometimes you just stick with what's tried and true, and
right.
We'll always love you. Oh, goodness.
Edibles
just like that
are something that I would like to try to migrate to at some point. Because as we also mentioned, you know, Illinois recently added PTSD.
This is true. They did.
And terminal illness, I believe, or something. But, you know, it's coming on the heels of full prohibition repealment. It's got to just happen because it's silly to have all these, like, multifaceted rules in different states.
It is. And it's eventually.
All states realize that the benefits to the budget are tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
I think there were 3.1, or it was either $2.1 or $3.1 million in sales in Illinois alone.
See, and that's amazing. And then the tax revenue that they had gained off of it in Colorado and Oregon was pretty impressive as well. You know, geez, you know, it was like Christmas almost, you know,
right.
It was just like Christmas.
Exactly.
There we go. It's like Christmas. Yeah. So
Christmas is coming up way too soon.
It always is. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, they've seen some good revenue come in with it, and obviously it hasn't become some kind of crazy epidemic that's been really harming a lot of people, because I have a feeling it would have been in the news a lot more if, because you know that, you know, the news cycle would just, like, totally grab onto that if, like, you started seeing, like, the spike in accidents.
Yeah,
or
totally.
They did say there have been a spike of ER visits, but it was mostly people that smoked a lot of weed and didn't know how to handle it and just freaked out.
Well,
and called
some
the ER.
People were also overindulging in the edibles. It's
yes.
like, you know,
oh,
you
yeah,
go
totally.
Slow. Don't, like, don't, you know, yeah, you can pop maybe six of those s'more Oreo cookies in one sitting, but don't pop six of those edibles in one sitting. Like, give it one.
Give
Feel
it one.
It. Maybe two.
Give it time. Give it time. I always right. do. I always wait a half hour. So
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we wait a half hour, just kind of let it go. So anyway, I see blinky, blinky, clicky, clicky. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast, because we do tend to be popular with the recast crowd. But we do we yeah. have actually had a – it looks like we have a pretty steady stream of listeners tonight, a few live, which is not normal, because normally we get you on the recast. So thanks for tuning in live tonight.
Thank you. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. So, you know, again, but if, you know the recasts are, you can catch all our old ones. Don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning from 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And then on your drive home, tune in for Traffic with Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio. Both of our we love our commuter times. And
yes,
then,
we do.
And then we got something else going on. And Joe's going to tell us about it.
Yeah. Hi, folks. Grab a glass of wine and then grab your favorite device and be sure to tune into Weekend with Joe, my very own variety show running every Saturday and Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. We at Shy Amper Radio encourage you to support the A Infos Radio Project at www.radioforall.net, and that's the number 4. We found Toppers with Gil, the World Labor Hour from WEFT, all from www.radioforall.net. Then go check out www.archive.org for another plethora of good stuff with audio, video, and more. We program Headphone Meditations and the Grox Science Show from that awesome website, which is www.archive.org. So much great programming that you won't find on mainstream media. I can't leave the show without saying please visit www.shyampa.info. That's www.chiampa.info for our complete programming schedule. And guess what? Joe Wisdom sent over a cart, so let's take a listen to some of this craziness he put on here.
All right, you got a minute and a half.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you of being aggressive. That's right, just whisper. And if they can't hear you, whisper in their ears. But make sure you don't tickle them. That can provoke anger. Remember that. This has been your Whisper.
All right.
Whisper Wisdom.
Wow.
What you didn't hear in the background possibly was a motorcycle beeping and driving away, so it was just kind of funny.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, I didn't get to hear it, unfortunately.
So, yeah, craziness.
We should throw that out there in the cyclotations.
Oh, it's out there, and make sure you also keep it tuned because there's another one that'll play, but we won't play it now because it looks like we're running low on time.
Yeah, we're going a little low on the time here, and I'm actually loading up the damn cart with.
Do we have a new?
Yes, we do.
Episode of this
we
way
do.
Out.
Wait, no, you're jumping the script. You're jumping the script. So, anywho, what do we got? We got 34 seconds left. Okay. All right. So, anywho.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. And remember, folks, don't go digging in holes on the beach while baptizing a child in a cesspool. Have a good night, a good weekend, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Good nighty with an E.
Oh, my. God bless America.
Woohoo!
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.